This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
But no, I was hanging out with my mom the last time she was visiting me here. We were just like hanging out, being black women together. And I'm from Florida, so we were doing this thing where you will put on the Weather Channel and open a bottle of wine and see how close a hurricane gets to your house. We were playing it here. At home, you win when the power goes out. But we were playing it in our hotel room. But it was also the same day as the Grabber by the Pussy tapes came out. Yeah, rough day. So we were just like hanging out and getting exponentially more drunk and switching between these two things. Just being like flooding and chauvinism and harassment, evacuation, like going back and forth. And at one point I went to the bathroom to wash my hands and I hear my mom yell from the main part of our hotel, "Humanity is never gonna stop. We're just gonna keep feeding off each other and feeding off each other until we all die." And I was like, oh my God, what happened? And I leaned out and she was just watching a commercial for stuffed crust pizza. And I couldn't see the front of her, but she was just yelling, "Why won't they just let crust be crust? Damn," like screaming. Like that's what broke her. She's lactose intolerant. That's not even her fight. Like, I don't understand. Something else that weird that's been going on. People keep asking me if they can use the N-word. I don't know how it became the authority on this. They're giving me real weird criteria, though. I take it back. I do know how it became the authority. I'm black. No, but they're giving me real weird criteria for it. Like, a girl will be like, "Oh, well, like, my friend's white, but she fucks a bunch of black guys." And I'm like, that's not how being black works. It's not osmosis. Like, and like my friend will be like, "Oh, like my friend's Mexican, but he's a rapper. Can he say it?" And I'm like, lo siento. Really wish he wouldn't. And they'll be like, "Oh, well, like Mark's white, but his stepdad's black." And it's like, well, when did him and his mom get together? When he was 17? Nope, not enough formative years. I don't like making these calls, but I will make them if you tell me to. But I figured out just like a blanket thing, because I feel like it happens sometimes to people who don't feel comfortable telling people if they can or can't say it or not. So like if you hear someone say it and you're not sure if they should or not, this is like my blanket rule. If you hear someone say the N-word for real and you don't get scared, you can't say the fun one. That's my new rule. I have a rhyme if you're ever having trouble remembering. If you hear a hard R and you don't know who it's to, then the one with an A is not for you. I'm working. It's either going to be that or if you hear an ER and you don't blink an eye, maybe save the culture for a real black guy. We'll see which one. See, you guys like the first one. I'm doing a test. It's fine. I'm Katrina. Thanks, guys.
Guys, that's our show. Good night.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.